This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Harbor Authority of Cortez Island will be hosting their annual general meeting on Thursday, October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Gorge Hall. I caught up with the manager of the Harbor Authority, Jenny Hartwick, to find out all the details about this important event. For those who don't know, what is the Harbor Authority?
So the Harbor Authority of Cortez Island, or HACAI, is a not-for-profit organization which works under contract with Small Craft Harbors, which is a section of the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. And we work under contract with them to manage the government docks on Cortez. So we have four Small Craft Harbors owned government docks on Cortez, and then the Harbor Authority also owns and operates the Whaletown dock.
All right. So at the AGM, what can people expect from that meeting?
So at our AGM, there will be a variety of reports from our directors. So we'll go through our president's report. There'll be a financial report, as well as just some general updates about the events of the past year and any plans that we have for the upcoming year as well.
Awesome. And who can be a member of HACAI?
So membership is open to anyone in good standing. So any community member who's in good standing with the Harbor Authority. Membership can be obtained by emailing the Harbor Authority. And we have a pretty simple, straightforward membership application to fill out. The dues are $5 per year. Membership can also be obtained prior to the AGM. So our AGM starts at 7 o'clock. You can come a few minutes early, complete the application, and there will be a very short board meeting immediately prior to the start of the AGM just to approve any last-minute membership requests that we receive.
Okay, so if people sign up to become a member right before the AGM, does that mean they can be involved in the annual general meeting?
So anyone's actually welcome to attend the AGM. You don't need membership just to attend, but membership is required if you would like to actively participate in voting for any of the motions that are made at the AGM.
And there's also available spaces on your board of directors, is that right?
Yeah, this year we have a number of positions which are up for re-election. We have a very engaged, wonderful, strong board, and several of them have already indicated their willingness to continue on. But we do have one position that we don't have any nominations for at this point in time.
Is that for a specific position, like secretary or treasurer, or? Or it's just a general opening on the board?
So for board elections, director elections, it's you're just being elected as a director, and then the executive is actually appointed by the elected board of directors at the following board meeting after the AGM. So yeah, at this point, we're just looking for a director.
Perfect. And what kind of commitment does that entail to become a director of the Harbor Authority of Cortez Island?
I'm really lucky to have such a fantastic board that I get to work with. Every board member that we have is engaged. They come to the meetings. So we do have monthly meetings, which are at least an hour. And we have a number of ongoing projects. And there are directors that are assigned to spearhead and participate in committees that are formed to support those projects. So yeah, it's a minimum of attending the monthly meeting, but I strongly encourage anybody who's considering running for a director to be willing to engage in some of the more in-depth community projects that are happening as well.
And who is the current president?
Oh, our current president is Bob Katzko, who has been in that position for a number of years. And Bob has actually just announced he will be stepping down. So it's Bob's position that we are, not the president position, but it's Bob's director seat that we'll be looking for nominations for.
Awesome. And how long? You said Bob has been president for...
I don't know how long he's been president for, but Bob was on the hiring committee for me when I joined the Harbor Authority, and that was 7 or 8 years ago. And I know he was definitely on before that time as well. Yeah, we're just so lucky with our board of directors that we have some really dedicated, long-serving members.
And are these programs or projects that are currently underway that you want to highlight now for the general public, just to give them an idea of what kind of things you guys work on?
One of our ongoing projects is just improving the parking situation at the Gorge. So that's been ongoing for a number of years. There's always constant repairs and stuff happening to the docks. As of April 1st of this last year, the Harbor Authority implemented a policy requiring all recreational vessels using our docks to obtain prior approval before arriving at the dock. That didn't apply to anyone that was using the dock for commercial fishing. Aquaculture and commercial uses, those are the mandated uses under our Small Craft Harbors lease agreement. So it really only applied to the recreational vessels that were looking for longer term moorage. It was great. The majority of the dock users really reached out. We did our best to fit everybody in. There were a few instances where we couldn't accommodate somebody at their first choice dock, but we did have room at one of the other docks on the island. So we're going to continue to work out the kinks, really to ensure that we can do our best to accommodate everybody next year at their number one dock, knowing what it looked like last year. But it really helped streamline the process for us, having clear idea of who was coming and when and what we could expect for dock usage. And it helped us mitigate some of the overcrowding issues that we'd had in the previous year. All in all, a very positive change from my perspective. And I do encourage all the dock users to reach out if they have comments, concerns, or suggestions. And we'll definitely take those into effect to work towards having that policy be even better for the following year. And then a reminder to all dock users that policy does still hold over the winter months. And so please reach out to the Harbor Authority, contact us before you put your boat at the dock for any period of time. And again, like I said, we'll absolutely do our best to fit you in, but there is paperwork required before you can do that we need completed.
And what is that contact information?
So the Harbor Authority can be reached at locally at 250-935-0263. Or we do have a website, which is www.cortezharbors.ca, and all of our contact information is clearly listed on the website, as well as payment options if you want to pay online too.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.